This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Our theme today of What If continues with the second half of today's Economics Nobel, which went to Paul Romer of NYU's Stern School of Business for, to quote the committee, his work integrating technological innovations into long-run macroeconomic analysis. So, what if, once again, the people making the policy took Romer's work into account? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Paul Romer's big breakthrough was this. He took models of economic growth and added a missing magic ingredient.
Paul Romer put the production of ideas at the center stage of economic growth.
Ideas. Scott Stern teaches at MIT. Ideas are special. They're different from a lot of other goods because they don't get used up.
Either I eat an apple or you eat the apple, but we can all use calculus.
So sharing ideas, like the technology behind the internet, creates growth, but ideas also need to be protected, at least a little, to reward people for coming up with them. So you have things like patents on new drugs, for example. Romer put all of this together in a concrete model with a major implication. Chad Jones is a former colleague of Romer's and a professor at Stanford.
Economic growth is the result of these innovative efforts by entrepreneurs and scientists and researchers. And so anything that influences their effort can therefore affect our living standards in the long run.
Governments have the power to promote or discourage innovation through policy. Joshua Ganz is a professor at the University of Toronto. He's known Romer for 30 years.
Paul Romer's work helped make the case for promoting science and innovation in ways that had not previously been possible.
And yet, maybe that message hasn't totally sunk in. Here's Romer at a news conference this morning.
I've been really disappointed that we just haven't had the kind of political environment where we could think about, you know, speeding up technological progress.
The U.S. government's share of all basic research funding in the U.S. is the lowest it's been since World War II. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
A quick plug here for our interview with Paul Romer from a couple of years ago after he'd written a paper that said, basically, macroeconomists have been doing it all wrong. It's at marketplace.org. The link you need is mentioned on air. And yes, I know it's not technically the Nobel Prize in Economics. Don't at me.